Yes, now Germany is part of my empire, and I will call it Iraq. I now control a multitude of countries, and they will listen to every damn word I fucking say. We are sorry to interrupt this sodden episode. Okay, viewers, thanks for laughing your asses off of the Saddam Hussein World Control Project, where I look into your mind and bend it. I am misanthropic, and I don't give a fuck whether you're landing in space, because if you do become astronauts, it'll be because of me. My pissant interfering mother will be getting her own medicine, which Mr. Dodd is now manufacturing. Thanks for laughing, imbeciles. This is an over 18 site and should only be accessed before the watershed at 9 p.m. However, due to the different time zones across the world, Australians might be hearing the word fuck at lunchtime, and Indians might be hearing profanities in their sleep. The Saddam Hussein saga will continue to a number of fucking weeks. Good day, young innocents. As this will be the last episode for a few weeks, I'd like to cordially invite you all to my dinner party. There will be me, myself, and a few clones, Sicky and Vomity Mr. Dodd, Dr. Evil from Austin Powers, Jerry Springer, and David Letterman will also be special guests of honour. I've got now my old hi-fi. I hope it doesn't interrupt into feedback. The microphone is a dodgy old thing. I'd love to have invited Clinton, but unfortunately I think he's ruling the great Congress in the sky. Rocky would have loved to have been here too, but he sent a message saying that because he's dead, he can't make it. Also, making an appearance will be none other than Hillary Clinton, Barine's mother, and don't forget my prisoner, Barine himself. He'll be shackled to the piano. Anyway, if you didn't get an invitation and you turn up at the door, you don't fucking come in. Well, anyway, I hear the front palace doorbell. Ooh, Hillary, so sorry to hear about your husband.
You must have a short memory. It was you that done him in.
Oh, yes, but that's just business. Anyway, is there anybody else? You're all going to be sodding late. I'm going to shoot anyone who comes after 9 o'clock.
Ding dong.
Oh, hello, Mr. Dodd. Now don't you spill by my $70 a yard carpet.
Well, I feel a bit like shit at the moment, Saddam, so you'll have to excuse me. Also, I have invited an ex-pupil of mine, plus an old colleague. Hope you don't mind.
The motherfucking merrier. Who the fuck are you? You're a bit fat, aren't you? Oh, yes. We haven't been introduced. I'm Mr. Peach. I brought a very disruptive ex-pupil with me as punishment. I'm going to make him write 1,000 lines on I must not piss off a crazed world leader by sending notes saying you are a dickhead, Saddam. That will take approximately 4,877 hours to complete. There, I have a widescreen blackboard in my mother's old room.
Blackboard? Where? I need to go for... I'm going to write an essay on the anatomy, can't say it, of the subspecies of the
Mr. Dodd, you're an idiot, and a boring old fart. As for you, Beach, you're fat, and can you not take that smirk off your face? In Neston, UK, we have a thing called discipline. First of all, your high school is now under strict military control. As being an institute of Iraq, you will now only teach propaganda and advertising to your students. For that I will dub Neston Iraq High School. Yes, sir, I am a member of Iraq, sir. That's good, Mr. Peach. Okay then, let's boogie! Who the hell is it, lowly magnet servant? Get the fucking door, you don't get your 5 points an hour. In Iraq, we have points.
Sir, there's someone gonna buy in the name of Blair.
What? I blasted him to pieces. I put a bomb down his system.
I am outraged, Saddam.
If you're outraged, take that false smile off your face.
I can't. It's plastically moulded on.
That was a lame joke, but it's true. Anyway, it's time to meet Dr. Evil.
I'm gonna get you, Austin Powers.
This is not an underground lair in a volcano, Mr. Evil. What the hell are you doing here? Anyway, taking over the world is my speciality.
That's Dr. Evil to you, Saddam. Okay, I think you have a little competition in regards to taking over the world. anyway. I have a stolen nuclear warhead.
Oh, please, please, I got one of them. I got loads. It's one of the mantle beasts. You're not going to get anywhere here with that. Go to some other shit staying country, like Eritrea with that one.
Anyway, Saddam, there's a lot more idiots wanting to take over the world. Anyway, meet Pretorius. Hello, Mr. Saddam.
Hi, I'm Stanley, lowly bank clerk, Stanley Ipkiss. I'm going to put on my mask now. Ooh, a party! But not as good as the Coca Bongo, though. Smoking! Musk, you're peeing him off, you're annoying! Yes, I know, that's how bad guys surrender. They just can't take me. Well, I'm not feeling very annoyed. Yes, that's what they all say. Coming up one dictatable, delectable Iraqi star, Wedgie!
This is delightful party, Mr. Ipkiss, and you are a fine host indeed, Saddam. These Baghdad street delights are making me sick.
Yo, Barin, come join us. More guests are arriving. Give a big hand to Letterman and Springer. Yes, we are coming live in what is an epic celebration party. All the cream of world society and famous celebrities and even fat deputy headmasters. We're all boogieing on down here with Saddam Hussein, the ruler of the world. This is the most amazing spectacle, as now we have the virtual members of the Corridors of Power. Anyway, now I hand you over to my co-host, Jerry Springer.
Boo, Jerry, 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 Jerry.
Well, here we are with a very special episode of the Springer Show. We have the world leader's dirty laundry on our virtual clothesline.
Jerry, 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 Jerry.
Shut up. Our first guest tonight is none other than Saddam Hussein. Mr. Blair, in an episode entitled, You Killed Me, Saddam. Well, Jerry, I had to put an end to this Blair. He's so sad and annoying. All he does is smile. He can't be a real Prime Minister.
How can you say that? It's moulded on. You've got no sympathy for human emotion. You bastard! Let me... Oh, God. Let me at him! Let me at him!
Well, we have more. Because, Saddam, we want you to meet a very special person from your past. Coming now from backstage. Presenting Sadine. This is your sister, Saddam, reunited after 30 years.
Threw me over a balcony? When he was six, I always knew he was a bad seed.
Boo!
Well, Saddam, what do you have to say about this? I say she's a conniving little piece of white trash. She's had six boyfriends at the same time.
Ooh.
But don't you have seven girlfriends yourself, Saddam? No, I'm 46 and still live with my mother. Well, anyway, it's time for a commercial. Now it's back to me, Letterman, now presenting another very special guest. We have a second interview here with the Right Honourable Tony Blair. We find out how he survived a nuclear blast by the world dictator Saddam Hussein, conducted in his own toilet. A remarkable story.
Well, David, I...
Oh, feedback!
Saddam, what's all this noise? I told you you could have a little party if you didn't make too much noise. The feedback smashed them in the ornaments upstairs.
Green, this is bad influence for you. Get the rock home.
What do you think saying mother, look?
Right, Saddam, I want you to get your friends out now. You're going to have an early night.
But we haven't even had any food or lashings of ginger beer yet.
I don't care, this is my fucking house, and I pay the rent. And I just sleep in your room upstairs, and I want to use that room to put ancient potterware in. So if you don't quit this racket, you're going to live in the wheelie bin.
And...